Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Zanspants Radio, Australia's most five-thumbed podcast network.
Hey everybody, and welcome to today's episode of Thumb Cramps, a video game podcast for those whose thumbs are cramping. I'm Joel.
I'm Joel.
I'm Cass.
And today we're going to be looking at Untitled Goose Game and no other game. Honk, 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 honk,
honk, honk, honk, honk, honk, honk, honk, honk, honk, honk, honk, honk.
So many games came out this week, and I have refused to play any of them.
None of them matter. None of them matter as
You're
much
right.
as Untitled Goose Game.
There You're has been right. an insane amount of game releases in the last month.
Mm.
Like, I don't think that the industry is releasing more games. I just think the industry is releasing more games for just me.
Yes.
We got a Zelda remake with Link's Awakening. Mm-hmm. We got... Untitled Goose Game.
Mm-hmm.
Apple Arcade just launched, which apparently is incredible.
It looks real good.
What's Apple Arcade?
There's a lot of sad games in minimalistic art where you can be a sad boy, and that's all for me.
Apple Ooh. Arcade is kind of like a streaming service, except it's for mobile games.
That's
And it's all curated.
Uh-uh.
So do you remember when the App Store first started and there was like, say, like 10 games that everyone played and they were all really well made and everyone was just like losing their mind about the future? About video games on phones?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Now, I believe that. I believed your tone, then didn't believe your eyes.
I'm just thinking back to like, games that changed the world. Candy Crush, Neko Itsume, end of list.
Think pre-Candy Crush.
No.
Okay, Joel Salmon. You know, Kat, what about Doodle Jump?
I didn't play that. I went to go say to someone recently that I've never done a microtransaction, and then I had to stop myself.
Because you're not a liar?
Yeah, and then I was like, no, I've never spent money on like a mobile game. Then I was like, wait, I'm saying it and it's coming out of my mouth and it tastes like a lie.
Mm-hmm.
Why does it taste like a lie? Because I spent money on Neko Itsume.
What'd you buy?
Fish, so I could get more cats to come to my house.
That's sweet.
That is sweet.
I don't think it is. I remember that and immediately was like hit with a big bucket of shame. I was like, oh, don't.
Did you ever play the Dragon Egg game? I can't remember what it was called. Do you know the one I'm talking about?
Yes, and I did not play it. Yeah. I only cared for Neko Itsume, and then recently when I got sad, I was like, oh, downloaded Candy Crush recently. Should have ticked that off as a sign that things weren't good.
I know someone that spent about 150 real dollars on the Dragon game.
No, yeah. They're not real. I know the cats aren't real, but they're cute.
Yeah, Simpsons Tapped Out as well. Also know people that have spent real life money on that.
That's insane. That. You know what the Simpsons look like. I haven't seen every cat yet.
That is true.
The way you're justifying this, it hurts me, Cass.
Well, Cass. Have you seen the game?
No.
One of them's fat. I haven't spent any money on it since.
How much did you spend, if you don't mind me asking?
Oh, not very much. It wouldn't have been very much.
Do you have an estimate? Like,
oh, it would have been like, I think
like
I would have done...
Like in the tens?
Oh,
in the 20s?
No, it wouldn't have been that much.
In the hundos?
No! Can I find receipts? I'm going to try and look for it because it's still on my phone.
Yeah.
I haven't played it recently. I opened it recently. I was like, oh, this isn't fun.
So Apple Arcade, JD.
Apple Arcade! So
basically, Apple, what they've done is, one, they want to get back into the game industry. Mm-hmm. Two, they kind of want to – it's a good way of fixing the App Store problem, basically. Because if you look at the App Store now, it's Candy mm-hmm. Crush. Lots yes. of other freemium games.
Yes.
So, like, free to play, but if you want to play well, yeah. it costs money.
Yes.
And play then it. Dog shit. where Apple Arcade, it grabbed, like, a whole bunch of indie developers and got them all to make games for the phone, basically. And, yeah, that launched the same day that all of this stuff that we were just talking about happened. Untitled Goose Game, Link's Awakening. Jedi Outcast is also coming to the Switch this week. Well, came to the Switch this week. You've got Baldur's Gate coming out soon on the Switch. There's a lot of big ports.
Yeah, I don't know how Baldur's Gate's going to go, to be honest. Like, I know
you're going to find out by buying it and trying it.
Like, this would be maybe like the third time I would have purchased, but maybe even the fourth time I might have purchased Baldur's Gate. I had it when it first came out, like, you know, on like PC back in the day. Then when it came out again, the extended editions or whatever they're called. Extended editions? EE.
Yeah,
extreme editions. Baldur's Gate extreme.
No, just because you get really excited about it.
Well, yeah, and so I got them again when they came out, re-released for like on Steam for my like my Mac, but then I also got them on like iOS because I was like, it's so much easier and portable for an iPad. And having played them all, I will happily say that on the iOS, on like an iPad, it is amazing. Like, it is really great using the touchscreen. Oh, wait.
Yeah, no, guess what the Nintendo Switch has?
Forget Switch is also touchscreen. Oh, I forgot when I played Pillars. Maybe they're good because of touchscreen. Oh, no.
Yeah, you forgot your
touchscreen. Oh, no. I'm going to have to play.
You gave Pillars of Eternity on the Switch a relatively negative review.
I did because I was like, I think the controls are much better with mouse and clicky clacky, but maybe touch good
with a touch screen.
Touch good. Oh no.
And if you love touch screen games, may I recommend the Apple Arcade, which is $7.99 a month, but you can cancel at any time. And most of the games you could beat in a month.
Yes, I opened up phone and went to purchase, but it say no yet.
You've got to upgrade your iOS.
I think I have upgrade. How?
No, it's like, so they've just launched iOS 13. But you've got to upgrade. Look, Apple don't make things super easy sometimes. Okay. So iOS 13 hasn't been rolled out properly yet. Uh-huh. But you can get it if you opt in. And you have to do that to then get Apple Arcade. Speaking of subscriptions, though.
Yes.
Also, the Super Nintendo came to Switch, which is also a subscription thing. So if you pay for Nintendo Online, you get all of these Super Nintendo games now as well.
I do pay for Nintendo Online. Because back in the day when Dark Souls tricked me.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Do you know what's funny? That would have been almost a year, so you've probably almost...
I got that email being like, hey, it's been a year. If you want to cancel, you should do it now. And I have yet to do
that. So that means it would have automatically renewed for another year.
Yes.
How much is it per year?
So it's like $35.
Not a huge amount.
That's still a lot of money.
But you get Super Nintendo games now.
Yeah, but like say Foxtel is $25 a month, and I have yet to cancel that, even though I have watched Legion. I should cancel that tonight.
You should cancel that now.
So $35 a year versus a one transaction for $5 to see new cat.
I don't see why that's not the same. I also tried to search in my receipts.
Uh-huh.
And it's not there, so maybe...
I'd like to go on record and say that Cass is currently twirling her hair while saying this statement.
I'm gonna have a look to see if I can see the transaction I made because also that those cats brought they were it was
they
good.
Brought you joy.
I decorated my yard to look like a cake shop, and
that's wholesome.
Yes, it is. It was a cute game. I enjoyed it. I had I had job money then.
So, Zaman, when the release of the Super Nintendo online for the Nintendo Online came to the Switch, I did what you usually do.
Yeah.
And when my game clock updated to say how many hours I'd played, I'd hit 15 for Super Nintendo Online in a week because I'd smashed out Super Metroid and about two quarters, half of A Link to the Past. And I haven't even touched like Super Mario World or anything like that. Super Nintendo rules. There's a lot of good games, and they're so good on the Switch. I'm glad they're finally here.
Hey, I'm just to quickly deviate away from the beautiful thing that is a Switch.
Yeah.
And Cass, you can see the computer.
I cannot.
No, so now I'm on this. I'm on foxtel.com.
Yep.
.au/now/my account.
Mm-hmm.
And now you can see here. This is like
to unsubscribe.
So we have my pack summary subscription cost of Foxtel now. Pop. $15 a month, lifestyle, $10 a month, in total, $25 a month, and you can see this cash. And
you can see
where's my mouse hovering above?
It's just hovering above a button that reads cancel subscription.
I'm just going to quickly click that, boy. No. Oh, yes,
sure you want to cancel?
Yes.
And now you have to tell them why, because they're going to miss you.
Just the same with too expensive.
They always looked for you, Joel Zammit. Yeah, they wanted to see what you personally were watching.
Yeah. So we're just going to quickly do that and just cancel my 10 thumbs. Giving Murdoch money.
Feels good. Ooh. Also, I've just looked it up. The most I could have spent on Neko Itsume is $5.99, and I don't think I spent that much.
So that's almost a month's worth of Apple Arcade.
Hmm.
That's like two-thirds of a Netflix.
Yeah. I love this from Foxtel. Hey, can we win you back with new pinch-worthy popcorn eating, nail-biting content and saving on your bill? Save $10 per month for the next 4 months.
You get no thanks.
Or yes, I love savings. No thanks, hate savings. Foxtel, eat my ass.
See you in hell, Foxtel.
Yeah.
That rhymes.
Got him.
Foxtel rhymes with hell.
Got him.
Ugh, God, I hate Foxtel. Anywho.
You don't need to deal with them anymore.
You know it doesn't rhyme with hell?
Goose.
Yes!
So we've
all been playing Untitled Goose Game.
Yes.
So we've rattled off a lot of things that have come out this month, but all of it's irrelevant.
It doesn't. None of it matters.
Video
games are cancelled because there's only one game now, and that game is Untitled Goose Game.
God, it's beautiful.
What a game. It's a very simple game. It is a lovely day in this kind of English side village.
Do you want the description of the game? The official description of the game?
Let Dusha go.
Please go.
It's a lovely day in the village, and you are a horrible goose. Full stop. That's it.
That's it.
That's it. You don't need anything else.
It's so good.
The simplicity that wins you over, and it's the simplicity that keeps you there.
It's such a lovely game. I love the art style. I love the music. The gameplay is really good. Everything about it, I just adore. So you are the titular untitled goose in this untitled goose game. The controls are very easy to work out. You've got a sneak, which is just you lower your neck.
Yep.
And you just kind of waddle a bit. You have run, so you plap, plap, plap with your feet a little bit quicker.
Yep.
You have a flap your wings button.
Mm-hmm.
You also have like bite / pick up.
Yep.
And then you have the most important button of all, honking.
Press Y to honk.
Press
Y to honk.
And that's the first thing you have to do. The game starts and it shows you like the bit of a village. Mm-hmm. And then there's just a prompt at the bottom of the screen that says, press Y to honk. And you honk and the camera pans across to a bush and a goose's head sticks out. And that is you.
Yes, that is you, the untitled goose. And you get to honk and steal and sneak and run and... Oh, I love this game so much.
God, it's so good.
Technically,
it's a stealth puzzle game.
Yeah, I was about to say, it's a stealth puzzle game. It's inspired by Hitman, and it shows.
Mm.
I just love the way you can kind of steal, say, like, the farmer's carrot, place it over there, honk to get his attention while he's doing that and go and, like, steal his thermos or whatever like that is. It's just really kind of interesting how they do that.
Yeah.
You could like turn on, say, like sprinklers, get him wet. Down the line, you can steal harmonicas. Ah, super good.
So for anyone who hasn't played this game and hasn't seen any of it, basically what it is, you play as a goose. There's a couple of different areas and you have a to-do list in every area. They range from very simple tasks like get into the garden to more complicated tasks like get the gardener to wear his sun hat.
Yeah.
And as you progress through the to-do list, you unlock a bonus to-do item, and when you complete that, it causes a change in the level, which opens up the next area.
Yeah, and I think there are, in total, there are five areas. So there's the gardener, there's the shop, there's the neighbors,
then there's the pub, and then the miniature village,
and then there's like a little bonus one where you have to go back through all the kind of levels where they've changed very slightly, like the pathings have changed slightly, because you're a mischievous goose and you're stealing a bell, and now the bell makes you a little bit less stealthy.
Yeah. Oh, it's so brilliant.
So all of us have finished this game. Cass and I played through the entirety of it on a Twitch stream.
Mm-hmm.
Cass, you're the freshest to this game. That means I've finished it twice also.
Yeah.
That's
twice
amazing.
In 2 days.
I finished it, I want to say, twice because I did, because once you finish it, like, because there's a to-do list and you can kind of do everything you need to do and you do whatever You do everything you need to do, and then you grab your bell, you go back, and then you start again, and then it opens up the bonus to-do list, which you can actually do some of those achievements in the first playthrough. They're just sort of like question mark, and then it kind of tells you all these bonus things you can do, and so I've done that as well. And then there's another one, which is like, you got to do everything, but quick.
Have you done all the bonus things?
No, I haven't. I've done all the bonus things, but not the bonus stuff quickly.
Yeah, because I was trying to think. I haven't done the bonus stuff. Some of them I was trying out for the first time on the stream, so like... I'd never done the sell the trowel thing.
Yeah, that was it's a lot of fun. Like, I didn't the first time I played through, like, I didn't realize that there were umbrellas you could pop open. And so one of the achievements is like, make get on TV and open the umbrella. And I'm like, I didn't even know I could do that. I'm like, the stuff that you guys are doing on the stream today, I had no idea. Like, when you honk with the soap, bubbles come out. There was like a little sneaky hole that I didn't know about. You could go through a hedge. And I'm like, this is great. There's so much of this game that I didn't even know about.
This game has sort of, it seems to be infinite wonder to it. Because as soon as you start honking. I started giggling because it was so much fun. It was so pure. You watch, and the art style, like, as Joel said, you cannot understate it. Like, it's so cute. They've gotten the physicality of the goose perfect. It is flawless, and then the people move in like realistic ways, but they've all got like a little silly waddle to them as well, not like a goose, but they've all got their own little unique movements, and that is very cute. Sometimes
I didn't notice that the goose is his little tail feather, he gives a little shake. I didn't notice that until today. I was like, oh, this is blessed.
The goose is so perfect, and there are so many silly little fun tasks as well, so you're like, okay, I'm gonna do everything on the to-do list, and because you guys have played it before, you'd be like, oh, do this. Like, do you know you can, like, you know, scare the boy, and so he locks himself in a phone booth. Yeah, you're like, what?
Yeah, the to-do list was, I found, really useful, and I really like that. Because, like, I think people are comparing this game to, say, it's a Goat Simulator.
Yeah.
I've seen that a fair bit, which I think is just not good for Untitled Goose Game, because, you know, Goat Simulator kind of sucks.
I never played it, but I know that there was a lot of hype behind it, but then it was kind of broken, but then they lent into the brokenness of it.
Yeah.
Because I saw that on the Twitch, not the Twitch, the Switch. Close, almost nailed it the first time. The Switch version of the game is like, we've left all the bugs in except the game breaking one. So it's like, yeah, like your goat will get stuck and get real long and whatever. And it's just a nightmare broken game. With this, made with love and carefully crafted.
Yeah, playing this game, you can tell that the people made it really cared about it. Like, there is nothing in this game that was broken or glitchy or buggy. Like, at one stage...
I will say that the first time I played through it, I accidentally did break the game and had to restart it, but that's okay.
Oh, really? What? Yeah. How did you do that?
I was I locked the farmer and myself outside of the garden, and then I hassled his grapes a bit as he was taking the long way around, and he hassled me through a fence.
Yeah.
And I was like, am I meant to be here? Uh-oh.
The answer was no.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I... Weirdly, what happened with me is... I got caught between a wall and an item, and the item I needed to complete the to-do list, and it fell through the floor. And I was like,
So
well,
there
two out of three, not say, great.
I would say there are probably some glitches here and there. Nothing game breaking,
but indie
they have
game.
Like, yeah.
It's got the regular indie game glitches, stuff that and like, to be honest, a lot of video games have it anyway. Stuff like being pushed through walls and stuff. Speedrunners often use that in every game to figure, like, because you can kind of, video games are good, but also bad sometimes. So, like, it's easy to trick a game into pushing you
it's
through.
It's numbers,
wall.
Baby. Ones and zeros.
Heaps of them. You've seen The Matrix, you've made a video game. Congratulations.
But they've countered that by you can simply reset that like section you're in. And that's just a very simple, just press of two buttons and you're done. And then it's like, oh, yep, cool, I'm back to the start. And what I love about it is that there is really no punishment. Because like, if you do stuff up and you're like, oh, no, I didn't want to do that, the NPCs have got their own pathing, which is like everything needs to go back to how it starts.
Yeah.
And so it's like, cool. Well, okay, that moves slightly, so I have to move it.
Yeah.
And like, there's stuff happened today, like where you have to get the bell back, and it was in a place where you couldn't move it because it accidentally got bumped. And we're like, oh no, did we find is this a bit of a glitch? But then the NPCs are like, oh, that bell isn't where it should be. I'm going to go grab it. So you're like, oh, okay, cool. Now it's all kind of works itself out, which is
and,
nice.
And it works out in the story as well because it makes it more of a time trial, but it also gives the NPCs cute little personalities, even though they're not really doing anything in particular. But you'll be like ruining someone's garden and then the people will be like, fine, well, I'm just going to put everything back. Then they start slowly putting things back. So if you're trying to play a long game and get something that's been taking a while, you have to restart. You don't get a choice.
But love it. And again, the art style is very simplistic, but it really, really works.
So beautiful. It's so beautiful to watch.
Beautiful and so colourful, and I love and adore it. I just love that kind of art style.
It's been a while since I've played a game and just been like happy to just play it in that you just get to look at it.
Yeah. Like it is a quick game. And I think this is the only sort of criticism I might have with it is that it is a short game.
It's a 20-level game that you can beat in an hour and a half.
Yeah. But at the same time, it's like, I want to keep playing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And even though like I've, you know, you do everything on the to-do list, you do everything on like, you know, the to-do again list. It's like, I still want to keep playing it because it is very pretty to watch. And the music I think is really understated as well because used so sparingly and so sparsely that it'll like there'll be times when there is no music and so you can hear that plap 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 of your wonderful goose feet hitting pavement or a puddle. But then when the game seems to know when you're up to no good and it'll start with like a single note, then a couple more, and then the moment you're sneaking to grab someone's keys or whatever, then the wild goose chase happens. Hey, I get it now. And then, the music's going to, you know, come in. You're like, yay, I'm having fun and I'm being a nuisance.
It's funny, though, because in the game, obviously, the to-do list is the same and you are a horrible goose. But when Cass and I played it together, I realized that there is actually different play styles. Because if you were just watching Cass's goose do things, you'd be like, oh, that's a carefree, silly goose. But when I play, I seem like a violent and angry goose.
Yeah. You can be like a honed goose with like, I have a mission to do and I'm only going to do those things. Or you can be like, I don't care. I'm just going to go buck wild. What's this carrot? It's going to be from here to there.
There's so many things in the game as well that you're like, could I? And you can just give it a go. And a lot of the time it just works. Like
like a real goose.
Yeah. Just like, oh, let's have a go at this. Hey, this farmer's left his carrots unattended. I'm going to pull them out of the ground and I'm going to see if I can harvest his carrots for him. I was able to harvest his carrots.
He
hated it, but I was able to do it.
Yeah. And with this whole sound design, it's not just like the music, but the actual kind of sound of the game. Because, the plap, plap, plap is just so satisfying.
Gorgeous. Oh, my God.
The honk is, it never gets annoying.
Huh.
As it should be. Like, it's a very annoying sound to make. And when you get the bell, you can kind of just ring it. And I just love doing that. It's just like, it's a fun thing to do and you can annoy other people in the room or they get like in internet. And like, when there's things that you pick up that will change the sound of your honk, it does. Like the moment you pick up that harmonica and you start honking and it does exactly what you want it to, which is play that harmonica. Oh, the smile on my face.
There are some places in the game as well that I think one of you had to point out. Mm-hmm. No, Joel Zammit, you pointed out. You were like, hey, you know that pipe, if you honk into it, it echoes.
Yeah. It's just like real subtle.
Yeah. Honked into a well.
Really love that.
Joel Dusha was like, wait, that echoed? And we just like sat there honking into a well for a bit.
Yep. And you pick up a bottle, you can honk in that bottle and it's muted.
You picked up a garbage can lid and held it in your mouth and you looked like a satellite dish.
Yep, I did a satellite dish run through the town and put it into the well.
it's just a very nice, clever little game.
Wholesome. It's wholesome.
It is weirdly wholesome.
Because it is
like Hitman. It's a stealth game.
Yeah.
But you know, you don't have to kill everyone and you don't get killed.
Yeah, and because you're a goose.
Someone should tell Adam that you don't have to kill everyone in Hitman as well.
No, I don't think he believed that. No,
that doesn't seem right. I've seen him play it. I don't think.
Yeah.
From the way he plays it, I don't think that's an option.
It's Hitman.
I've never seen as man with as much glee as that man when he's murdering innocent people in that game.
Yeah. But again, the Untitled Goose Game, it's just
the opposite.
I just love that you can't stuff up. Like you can muck around, you get chased around a bit. You know, you get chased with all kinds, manner of different things. But it kind of resets back to zero, and you'd be like, all right, well that didn't work or worked exactly how I wanted it to.
Yeah.
Let's do this more then.
It almost feels like it's sort of it it always feels like you're moving forward. So at no stage is your gameplay interrupted by being like, you failed, start again. Because you're a goose. You're just going about your day. You try and knock over something, they fix it back up. You're like, damn it. And you can wait till things reset. You can be patient. I had a few times today where I had to be patient and nearly killed me because I wanted to be a naughty little goose honking.
Yeah.
And sometimes I just did that. And then I learned the hard way. But there's such a nice progression through the game that it's not interrupted at all. Which I think is a really nice feature of the game.
Yeah.
I think it's the first game I've ever played where there's not an option for you to fail so badly that the gameplay is broken for a bit.
Yeah, fair enough.
I'm immersed. I am Goose.
And also what I really like about Goose. It is that you can open up like all the gates around the village so that you can easily walk in between the different like areas very, very easily once you've sort of like gone through the story mode once. And so you can be like, well, I'm just going to make a beeline to, say, the pub and just like, have some fun around there. You can just easily do that, which is, again, it's a small game, but it's a lot of fun just to kind of dig around in.
Yeah.
Mm. And I think as you were pointing out when we were playing at Cass, is the edges of the world have been done real pretty.
So nicely. Like, you will start to slow down a bit as you come to the edge of the world. You're like, oh, is this the edge? And you might like find yourself at the edge of a hedge or something. And the screen, like, it doesn't sort of end the world. Yeah. There isn't blackness behind it. You just sort of like, oh, that's a hedge. I'll turn around and go back. And even that is done nicely. You're gently guided back to the town.
Yeah. It's just a very sweet game. But is there anything bad about this game? Not really. However, if you're wanting a game that you're going to have to like sink hours and hours and days in, this is not the game for you. I would say that this is a casual game you can play. It's a very fun game to play with kids as well. I think they would have a good kick out of it, or people who aren't necessarily game a lot, who are just kind of like, oh, what's this? Oh, I'll have some fun with it.
I'm going to attempt an all honk run where I don't stop honking.
That's good. That's the thing as well. Like, yes. You can make your own challenges
yes,
within it.
Yes, good. I also honk run good, yes.
Just trying to think if there's anything that where constant honking wouldn't work. Mm. Getting into the pub could be hard, but you can just run past that guy.
You can untie his shoes.
Right? You can untie that man's shoes. I only untied the child's shoes who I spent most of my run bullying.
Yeah, you can do a bully run.
I love bullying that child. It's so good.
The child's very scared of geese. It's very fun.
You can make him fall over in a puddle. You can steal his glasses. You can steal all of his glasses. when we played through together, Cass, do you remember how I left the boy as we completed the game?
Joel Dusha had taken the boy's glasses, put them in a puddle on a grate, given him a new pair of glasses, which he stole from a shop, taken those glasses, put them on the puddle, done the same thing a third and final time, and then left the boy. Mm-hmm. So as we left the boy, went through several other areas of the town and then had to go back carrying a bell. We found the child looking for his glasses on the ground.
So yeah, he was still looking for his glasses, his shoes were still untied, and I put a walkie-talkie next to him and was honking into that. So even though I left him, he could still hear geese just screaming at him.
But it's just a very, very
vengeful goose.
Very fun game. I would highly recommend it. Really, definitely pick it up. I'm looking forward to if they do continue more with this, like if they like update it and do like, hey, here's some DLC.
Untitled Toose game.
Mm.
Like I hope they really kind of go ham with this.
I don't think we'll get DLC, but I reckon a sequel is definitely on the cards.
A sequel, hopefully.
Like, I'd love a sequel. I would love, like, even just, like, a two-player co-op mode would be amazing.
Oh, two
like
geese.
A family of goose. Oh, I was thinking, like, yes.
Save your babies.
Yes, being, like, a mother goose and the gooseling.
The goslings?
Yes.
Ryan. something I noticed about this game as well is I'm a shit, so whenever I've got a game in front of me, I'm like, will it let me do this? This game let me do everything I wanted. There was never a time where I was like, huh, can I do this? And it didn't let me. I was like, huh, can I? Oh my God, I could do that. Like, you go through the to-do list and it's like, drop a bucket on this man's head. You're like, I can what? What?
Yeah, I do love the to-do list make this game kind of really, really kind of shine, I feel. Because it gives you that kind of like purpose. It kind of gives you about like, I want to be a nuisance for reasons.
Yeah. Because I can imagine, like, the game could have easily taken away the to-do list but still had similar things. Like, you had to do a couple of certain actions that would then cause the next level to open. But if they didn't tell you what those were, that would have been a nightmare.
Oh, yeah. Like, the to-do list really helped with, like, kind of working out what you can do.
Yeah.
I found them really, really useful, especially for, like, the neighbors ones where it was just like, oh, how do I... Oh, okay. And it took me a while to work out how to get the ribbon on my neck and, like, how to break the vase, those kind of things where you're like... What's going on here? And you kind of do a few things a few times and you kind of like follow everyone's pathing, like, oh, he just hucks stuff across. Okay, I think I've worked this out.
The neighbors level is probably the cleverest level in the sense of like the to-do list items are the least obvious.
Yes.
But you also, it's like the most like mental gymnastics you have to do, but it all makes sense and it actually is pretty easy to figure out by yourself.
Yeah. In terms of like all the like the stuff on the to-do list and then the bonus to-do list, I only had to look up one, which was like, what, I don't even know how to do this.
What one did you have to look
up? It was getting yourself thrown across a fence.
What?
Yeah.
No, I reckon I could probably figure this one out. So it's like get yourself thrown out over a fence. So
do you have to pretend to be the duck?
So, yeah, it's like the neighbor who keeps hucking stuff. You got to get thrown by him over the fence. Yeah. It was like, I'm like, how do I do this?
Do you drag like a box or something?
Yes. Oh. I think you figured it out.
Oh, yeah, the box from the pub. You drag it. Okay. Oh.
Yeah. And like you drag that in because, you know, I didn't realize this, but like anything that isn't in his yard, he'll just huck over to the neighbor. And I was like, of course, I'm an idiot. But apart from that one, they all seem like after a bit of like, you know, nutting out and thinking like, okay, yeah, they're a lot of, and again, they're like a lot of fun to achieve. And it comes with, again, the sound design of this, like a pencil just, you know, striking through something in your to-do list.
The satisfaction.
Oh, that's some good satisfaction.
This game was clearly designed so that people would enjoy it. Like it wasn't, they didn't make
it. No one of them hate-filled games.
Yeah, well, you know.
Hey. I am a big fan of hatred-filled games.
No, I think there's a big market out there for it because you don't play this game, you're not. It's never negative. It can be frustrating in that you know, like it can be frustrating when you figure out what you need to do and just trying to make it happen.
Some of the goals in the first playthrough require you to be patient, and because all of the other ones require you to be frantic, the patient ones I've seen kill people. Cass, it almost happened to you when you were trying
Sure did.
Oh, actually, yeah. No, but it was fun. Like, at no point was I like, oh, this is annoying. I wasn't like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
And they're at a challenge level that everyone will probably struggle with one or two things because it's just they all have a slightly different way of thinking about them. But you're not going to get to the game and be like, this is impossible. I hate it. I'm not doing it. You're not going to get mad at the game. The game wants you to play it. It's so nice.
It is so nice. And speaking of marketing, here's a quick word from our sponsor.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com.
That's BlueNile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to PrettyLitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
And speaking of marketing again, the marketing for Untitled Goose Game, amazing.
Oh.
Like, again, it was just, like, impressive to sort of, like, see the, like, their ads pop up on Twitter and that kind of stuff, yeah. And the trailers for this game. It just got me more and more excited. And it was, again, the simple premise of you are a horrible goose. And I'm like, I need to play this game.
Oh my God,
I want
perfect.
To play this game. Yes. Every time they would like pop up with a new trailer, I'm like, yes, yes, give this good. And it was just like when they were announcing the release date, I'm like, why is there no pre-order button? And then they're like on Twitter, they were like, yes, we are aware there is no pre-order button. However, if you put like, I think it was like $15 in a jar and label it Goose Fund, then you'll be fine. And I'm like, this is good. This is good. I love them so much. And plus they're Melbourne. They're a Melbourne-based company, which is also great. Just no other reason than they share my accent, which is kind of neat. But no, I just love that it's also called Untitled Goose Game. I love everything about this game.
Oh, there's not. I don't have any qualms with this game at all.
Thanks to Ugg. Ugg. Good. Untitled Goose Game.
Oh. You mean acronym?
Yes. It acronyms to Ugg.
Untitled Goose Game.
Okay, yep.
Apparently, so it's made by House House, who apparently also have made another game called Push Me, Pull You, which I'm looking up now because, whoo!
Look like fun?
Maybe it's good.
Do we have a new favorite company?
Yes. Well,
maybe. Can we invite them over?
Yeah. We probably can't. Oh my God.
What? What's Push Me, Pull You?
Are you a llama?
I think so.
So it's based on like the Dr. Dolittle thing? Push me, pull you.
Two teams of sausage-like bodies with heads at both ends face off in a circle for territorial control of a ball.
So kind of like a llama.
But one of the pitches is a llama, so it confused me. Game.
But no, that, again, the marketing has been amazing. They've utilized that, again, all the kind of the very simplistic sound of like the piano. They've utilized that in all the trailers. And it, when you exit, it kind of does that Looney Tunes circle focus, you know, everything kind of like, but it all goes white, focus on the goose face, and then back to the title menu. Ah, I love it so much. 10 thumbs, game of the year, maybe decade. Game of the decade.
Yep.
That's all I'm saying.
It's the perfect game.
Yeah.
Yep. Only, like, it's... Yeah, oh, 5 out of 5 thumbs, 100%. If you
okay,
like
I gave it 10, you give it 5. Okay, rude,
just 10 thumbs out of 5 thumbs. My thumbs grew thumbs.
Damn right.
Be wary, it's not super long, but there's a lot to do, and the levels are so interesting, and there's so much to do. As I said, like you can't run out, and you will not come across a thing being like, can I do this? Oh, damn, because you can do everything. So if you're expecting a really long, detailed gameplay, that's not what... That isn't this.
Yeah. I love that, like, there is that flap, like, the button to flap. But thinking
it
of it...
twice.
You don't... Yeah, you only use it once when you're kind of impressing some pub goers.
Yeah.
When's and the second time you use it?
You can use it, so... Because the kid hates you. If you just open your wings, he gets scared.
Yeah, it's very much like a... It's just a button to press for no reason. Yeah.
But actually...
And I love that.
I think it makes you, like, role play a bit. Because there were times where I wanted to look bigger. Because I wanted to be a spookier goose.
Yeah.
So I would flap, or sometimes I get excited, so I'd flap in excitement. I tried to bow at some monuments, so I opened my wings to be respectful.
Respect the new gods.
I understand. And again, there's nothing quite as great as hearing that and seeing the like the to-do list pop up as it gets struck through.
Yes.
And then just doing a victory honk and flap.
Yeah.
Feels good.
So good. It's just like it's equivalent of in any kind of shooter game where if you do something you like, just kind of pistols to the air.
A but celebratory teabag.
Exactly. Just honk into the sky while you flap your wings.
Perfect.
Mm. Oh my God, I could probably teabag that child as the goose.
Don't.
Could.
I won't. Actually, no, won't let me get on him.
Yeah.
I can just keep honking at him and ruining his day.
Keep flapping at him.
Yeah.
What if you could chase him into the garden?
You probably could.
Lock him in with the farmer.
Get the farmer a new farmhand.
Spook
Listen
boy.
Listen here, boy, you've got a job now.
Yeah. See how far we can spook that boy.
I wonder if he can spook the boy into the neighbors. Maybe he gets thrown over the fence. Try and take boy to pub.
Oh.
Boy not allowed in pub. Boy, not man.
But I hope they, yeah. Look, I know they're probably not going to have any sort of DLC, but I do hope they do something like add more items and add more to do things and all that kind of jazz, because I would love that. And I'm looking forward if they ever make an Untitled Goose Game 2. And I'm looking forward to inevitably playing him when they put him in Smash. So
yes, Goose needs to go
into Smash.
That's going to
be great.
That would be very funny.
When that happens. Not even an if, just when.
It's important. We should all tweet Nintendo. At Nintendo, put Goose in Smash, you cowards.
Yes.
And then Emperor, because I want to punch a horse.
Yes. Also a good...
Falcon punch.
Best duo tag team, Goose and Epona. Mm.
Goose could stand on Emperor.
Oh, that'd be so good.
There was a rumor that 50 Cent voiced Emperor. 50 Cent did not voice Emperor. The internet's dumb sometimes.
Why make up a lie for the fun of it? Never mind, I know.
I can tell you how it started as well. So with the release of Twilight Princess on the GameCube and the Wii, people didn't really know that much about it and assumed that because it was a big step up, they were just excited about voice acting, and someone made an IMDb page for it and put Emperor voiced by 50 Cent and then a bunch of other lies, and people like reported on it because at that point in time, IMDb was like a relatively... like a thing people respected. I'm like, no, if it's on there, it must be true.
Must be true. Yeah.
You can just make your own IMDb page.
You can just lie. You can just tell someone something that's not true.
I have an IMDb page.
I'm pretty sure you were the voice of a player.
I didn't make it though.
Yeah. Huh.
Casper Smash.
Casper Smash 2020.
So yes, a big 10 thumbs for me. Game of the year. I love this game.
Four thumbs and a knock so could great. Be a bit longer. Yeah, that's right.
So your only problem with this game is there wasn't more of it.
Yes. That was also my problem with Donut Country, another indie game that I think you will find very satisfying. You play as a little hole and you get bigger as you eat things.
It does sound like, you know, your
Hang on,
cup of tea.
I love Holio. Is it the same as Holio?
Was Holio on a phone?
Yeah.
Yeah, so Holio stole from Donut Country.
That sucks. I loved Holio.
So you should play Donut Country. You've got a Switch. You can get Donut Country. Support the original.
There
was a big controversy about this because Holio stole assets from Donut Country and released it first. So Donut Country were like, damn.
Got us.
No, that makes me so sad. That was like, that's always been my backup game here. I'm like, if anyone ever needs me to jump into Thumb Cramps, that's the one I'll review because I love it so much.
Guess what? Just go home. Buy Donut Country.
Ah, oh, God.
It's cheap and on Switch.
Oh.
And you're a raccoon that controls a hole.
Oh, I love controlling a hole. I'm so sad that, that breaks my heart. I love that game and it's all lies.
Well, no, it's not lies. They still made the game, but...
just stolen.
It was just like the same... think of it in the same way that like Megamind and Despicable Me came out at the same time. Or Volcano and Dante's Peak, or...
you know, Deep Impact and Armageddon.
Yeah.
Oh, and Friends with Benefits and No Strings Attached.
Yeah. Plumbing the Death Star and Cracked After Hours.
Yeah.
It just happens.
It just happens, babe. Untitled Goose Game, fantastic game. Yes, I do agree with you, JD. I think it would be nice. It was a little bit longer, but that to me doesn't take away from the enjoyment of the game.
Yep.
So again, if you purchase this with the knowledge that you're going to be able to finish everything, at least finish the game in about, you know, an hour and a half to 3 hours, that's basically your expectations. There are five different level/scenarios.
Yeah. That last one was so satisfying when I realized what it was. Oh.
Yes.
Oh, I laughed so much.
And it's just one thing actually I will say maybe a negative about, I don't know if it's a positive. So the object of the game is to steal a bell.
Yep.
And when you start the game, you're in your own little goose hovel.
Yeah.
And if you sort of like wander to the side, you can see these bells.
Yeah.
And so... then you do the game and you grab the bell from the bell tower, and then you get back and you chuck it in amongst your pile. Now, I saw that pile before I finished the game. So as I was walking towards the miniature bell tower, I was like, okay, this sneaky goose has done this before.
Yeah.
All right, I kind of get that. Whereas I don't know if I would have enjoyed it. Again, okay, so from your perspective, when you finally got to the end and you saw a big pile of bells, was that a better satisfaction?
Well, so what had happened for me is like when I got the bell, because I'd seen a screenshot of Goose holding the bell. Mm-hmm. I'd seen a screenshot of Goose holding the bell in the pile of bells. And then when it was like, take the bells home, I was like, oh! So I had the realization, but only slightly. So seeing the bell didn't give it to me. I only had it moments later when the bonus to do it.
But then that
satisfaction was like good enough.
Okay.
But I was also playing with people who were watching who hadn't seen the same thing. So they were like, when that happened, they were like, oh, he just wanted the bell. It was nice.
He just wanted the bell. Oh, he wanted the bell all the time.
No, I loved, because I looked around and saw the pile of bells at the beginning and I loved that because I saw it and was like, why can't I get to the bells? I can't get to the bells. Oh, that's weird. And then Joel was like, oh, okay, you move. I'm like, you can't get to the bells. I'm like, oh, weird, I can't get to the bells. Then you get to the end and it's like, you want a bell? I'm like, oh, he just wants bells. I loved it. And then it's like, bring him home. And it almost gave me like, nah, he's done it before. He'll do it again. Bring it home, Goose.
You've done this so many times. You've got this. You're a hero. You're a champion.
It's so satisfying because you get to the end of the game and you're like, all along I had a purpose.
Yeah.
Being a menace was merely a hobby to support my job of getting a bell. And then as you're going back through the town, because, and this is why I really liked it as well, going back through the town, every time you pass someone, they try and take the bell off of you, which makes a lot more sense once you've seen the pile of bells at the start. So once I've seen the pile of bells at the start and everyone was wanting the bell and trying to take the bell, I'm like, oh, yeah, you know, you understand what I'm going to do. Like as there's a goose walking through town with the bell and they're like, oh, my God, bring it back. Because no one puts the bell back on the tower. They just try and take it off of you and put it out of your reach. They're like, no, not again. Just put the bell. Oh,
you've
I loved
had too
that.
Many bells, Goose.
I'm very pro checking the bells out before you go because as you go back through, you're like, I know why everyone wants this bell is because this is the ultimate nuisance. This is coming out of their money in their council rates. And every time they see me with the bell, they're like, God damn it, again?
Yet again. You know how many times I have to build that miniature? Ah! Also, the miniature of the miniature. Very good.
Oh,
very good.
Hey, you know what else was good? Picking up the boy miniature and putting him in the lake again.
Oh, yeah.
I hate that boy.
I love bullying him so much. It's great.
We're an angry goose. Cass is a curious but annoying goose. We are angry and vengeful geese.
Ah, beautiful.
And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Cass.
Honk, 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 honk.
And we've
honk,
all
honk,
been Goose.
Honk, 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 honk.
Thanks for listening. If you want to watch just how competent or incompetent we are at video games, head on over to twitch.tv/sanspantsradio where you'll see us and other members of the Sanspants Network live stream some of our favorite video games.